let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. This is part 5 in Manifesting God's Power. The Riley family, we have been doing a little series on manifesting God's power. We've looked at the Spirit of God that we've been given when we get born again and what that Spirit has, what it entails. And now we're specifically going through the manifestations. And so it's quite exciting to review it and to delve deeper into it. And the first group of the manifestations, as we know, are the utterance manifestations or speaking manifestations, also called worship manifestations, inspirational manifestations. And as you know, none of those are specifically stated in the Bible. The Bible doesn't call them utterance manifestations. They're just what has been worked out by men who've worked God's Word, and it's by their very nature is why they are called that, because they do entail speaking. So, and those are the three manifestations that we're dealing with now. Last week we dealt with speaking in tongues. So I thought I'd give the definition of speaking in tongues. And it is your operation of the God-given ability whereby you bring forth words in a language which you do not understand as the Spirit, referring to God, gives the utterance. And a question I handled last week was, if you don't understand what you're speaking, why would you want to do it? If you went around speaking in tongues all day long and you have no idea what you're saying, how long do you think you would do it? It's a good, honest question. Why would you want to speak a language you don't know? It could be cool at first, you know, hey, I can speak something I never learned. But then after a while, what would hold you to keep doing it? Well, the main reason is that God wants us to do it. Just the fact that God wants us to do it would be ample reason. But when you think through the truths of what speaking in tongues does for our lives or what God designed it to do, like in Acts 2, on the day of Pentecost, when the apostles spoke in tongues, it says they spoke forth the wonderful works of God. So when we speak in tongues, we are speaking forth the wonderful works of God. He's got a few works that he's done, and they are wonderful. And when we speak in tongues, we are speaking about those wonderful works. It says that the believers in Cornelius and his household, when they spoke in tongues, when Peter was there teaching and they spoke in tongues, it says they magnified God. It brought God bigger into their sight, and the things they spoke were the great things of God. So that's a wonderful thing. In 1 Corinthians 14, 1, we'll read this, that one or two. When we speak in tongues, we're speaking divine secrets. We're kind of like, you ever tell a secret to somebody, you generally say it really loud on a megaphone, right? Usually you whisper it. And these are divine secrets. When we are speaking in tongues, we are speaking to our Heavenly Father. And we're telling them things we don't know what the hell we're saying, but he does. But what we do know is that they're divine. And God gives us the words to speak as we speak. That is cool. That you can speak forth a language and it's not something that you're making up. And God is directing those words. I mean, that is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, it says that it's perfect prayer. It's an intercession. It's praise. It's worship. There are a lot of things that speaking in tongues does for us. And God wants us to do it. And there are reasons. But how cool is that to be able to speak in a language that you never learned and you're speaking unto God? And when you speak in tongues, you are connected. He's giving you the words. That's pretty cool. It's really a wonderful thing. So, he wants us to speak in tongues. The next thing are interpretation tongues and prophecy. And we're going to handle the two of them together today because they're so similar in function. They basically do the same thing. There are some differences, but the essence of it is that they function very similar. And so I thought we'd look at that. Oh, you know, when we do speak in tongues, I wanted to make this note. It's not just sputtering out words you don't understand. Yeah, it's not, you're just not sputtering them out. It's a heartfelt thing to our Heavenly Father, and there's a connection there that there is no other connection like that. So it's a wonderful thing. So the definition of interpretation of tongues is your operation of the God-given ability whereby you bring forth a message directly from or for God by giving the interpretation in a language which you speak and understand, which is a language also understood by the other people present. That's a help. Of that which you have just spoken in tongues. It is for use in a believer's meeting. And then prophecy is your God-given ability to bring forth a message directly from or for God in a language which you speak and understand, which is a language also understood by other people present. It is for use in a believer's meeting. So they're very similar. One is with speaking in tongues, and it's the interpretation of it, and the other is just straightforward prophecy. So obviously for us, we'd be speaking in English, right? I guess if it's a mixed crowd, then do a little of both, maybe, I don't know. So we're going to go, as you know, to 1 Corinthians 14. The basic essence of these two manifestations is that it brings an edification to God's people. It edifies, it builds up. And it's a source that God has chosen. You know, it's a message from God to the people present, which happens to be us today. And we heard him, you know, it's a message that God wants to bring forth. I was thinking of, you know, a lot of ways of getting messages nowadays. Text messaging, I guess, is probably the most popular in the United States at this point. Everybody does text messages. Now, what if you got a text message from God? You know, your phone made that little goofy noise, and you looked, and it said, God Almighty. Not the partial mighty one, the Almighty. God Almighty, would you say, I'll get this message later, I'm too busy, I'm getting my gas at the gas station or something. You would probably be pretty excited that, holy smokes, I got a message from God Almighty. You won't believe this, holy smokes. What if there were some things, some issues in your heart and life that you were trying to work out and figure out, and you just weren't sure how it was all going to turn out, and God sends this message, and here it is. It says, hey, Sean, just wanted to let you know that I created the heaven and earth. As I asked Abraham, is there anything too hard for the Lord? So I ask you. Remember, you're my son. I love you. Look to me for your sufficiency, and I will supply your every need. That'd be cool. You look at that. You might even save it. It'd be cool. It's to edify. It's to build up. It's to exhort. It's to, you know, it's that encouragement. Sort of like coaching, you know, in sports. That coach is to teach, to help, to yell at you. No. You know, it's to help you. It's supposed to encourage you and help you in times where you just need, you know, correction or whatever. It's not revelation. It's not to give you specific information as to what to do and how to do. It's an exhortation. You know what's going on in your heart already. If he just nudges you in the right direction, it's a great help. A great help. The shame is that the Christian church for centuries has cut that whole avenue out of the picture. They don't hear from God. They don't use those manifestations. And it cuts God, one of the avenues that God blesses his people, right out. We have that opportunity to us. So let's go to verse 1. It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, or gifts is in italics, and we can remove it. The word spiritual is pneumatikos, and it means spiritual matters. And we're to follow after that. We're to seek it. Follow after charity and desire spiritual matters, but rather that you may prophesy. The word but there is, normally it's used to set in contrast that which follows from that which was before. In this instance, it's not. It's a Greek word, malion dei. And it gives more of a, in essence, that it's not in contrast, but it is in continuation of, so to speak. It's to show you what's even more important. But rather that you may prophesy, reason being, for he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. That's us, speaking in tongues, speaking unto God. Not that that's bad, but the context of 12, 13, and 14 is in the gathered church, when the believers get together, and what the conduct of the believers are to be when they're together. Speaking in tongues has its place, but it's not designed in a believer's meeting where you just speak in tongues and leave it at that. Because you are speaking unto God, and nobody else understands what you're saying. But in the context of a believer's meeting, a fellowship, again, verse 2, for he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries or divine secrets. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, to exhortation, and comfort. He that speaketh in a tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. The word edifying is used a lot. And that's because the basic essence of these manifestations is to build up the church. The word edification means to build up. The word exhortation means to caution, to encourage, to inspire to a more worthy endeavor. And the word comfort means to speak tenderly, so as to soothe, to console, to give quiet acquiescence. And that's the heart of those messages. And they do that. When we listen to them, they do exhort us. They do comfort us. They do build us up, you know. It's God's avenue to build us up. And when we think about it, God knows what's rumbling in our hearts when we go to a fellowship. Was there anything on your heart today? Or do we have like a blank page every day in our life? We have things in our heart all the time. Sometimes they're more heavy than others. Sometimes, you know, there's just things going on in our life every day. God happens to know that. Remember, he's the searcher of all hearts. He knows what's in your head before you know it. And then when his people get together, he has an opportunity to build that person up, to build you up, or to encourage you, or to comfort you. I mean, he knows what's going on. So it's a cool thing. There are certain people that just have a way of saying things to you that just really help you. In a few short words, you know, you'll be saying something and they just say a few words and boom, it just hits you like a ton of bricks and it helps you. And it's the Spirit of God working in that individual. Well, God's like that every time. Every time. The words that he has chosen to speak to us, he knows is going to bless us. If our hearts are there, we're going to get really blessed. If we just saw manifestations, if you cannot remember what you heard from God Almighty today, you weren't listening. You weren't engaged, right? If you walk out of here and somebody says, well, what'd you hear in manifestations? It was like he was saying he said something about himself. You weren't engaged. He was engaged, but you weren't, or I wasn't. I've done that where, you know, I couldn't tell you 3 minutes later what was the manifestations, and I thought, well, that's not good. But we fall into that at times. You know, we just get sometimes into a rut. You know, we're too busy to listen to God. Or we think, well, they're just manifestations. But wait a minute, it's God Almighty. Not partial mighty. Almighty. He knows what we need. And there will always be something in those manifestations for you specifically that will just bless your heart. Because if there's five people in that meeting, there's 20%, gotta be something that's gonna hit your heart. You know what I mean? If there's 5,000, there's still, I mean, God's pretty, powerful or high ability. He's got a lot of ability. He can meet people's needs, whether it's a few people or thousands. Look at the feeding of the 5,000 when Jesus fed them with a few loaves and fishes. He could do it with a little, he could do it with a lot. But he is after our hearts in this. This is what he wants. He wants to exhort us. And it's a shame that the church, through the centuries, has taken that and been talked out of it. Great avenue to get blessed by God Almighty. And he chose this method, not us. That would be pretty cool. Hey, God, what do you think if we manifest, we get inspired, you tell us the words and we'll communicate it? That'd be pretty gutsy to tell him that. But he's offered it to us. So, verse 5 again. I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I speak to you but either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine, and even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sound, how shall it be known what is piped or harp? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise ye, except you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian or a foreigner. And he that speaketh shall be a barbarian or a foreigner unto me. Ever speak to somebody that's a foreigner? Especially if they're Mexican? They just shake their head and they smile and it seems like they know what you're saying. And they don't. I find myself doing the same thing. When somebody speaks to me their Spanish, I found myself smiling and shaking my head. And I said, that's right. Must be a natural reaction. But you don't know what they're saying. They're a foreigner speaking a different language. So God here is saying, if you just spoke in tongues in fellowship, you're going to be like a foreigner to these people. They're not going to know anything of what you're saying. Even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual matters, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. And that's what we want to continue to do in our lives, is to grow in the ability to manifest. I need to grow in the ability to manifest. We all do. To be prepared in our hearts to speak in tongues and interpret and really believe God to bring a message that God wants for the people present. Whether it's just two other people there or thousands. That's the matter. The number doesn't matter. Or to bring forth a word of prophecy and to come with thanksgiving in my heart that I have the ability to do that, and God is going to be able to bless his people by me being inspired to speak. You know, I need to grow in that. I'm sure all of us could use a little growth in that, to be able to really speak forth those words which God has once spoken. If I'm limited in what I think God can do, I'm limited. You know, there's a lot of stuff in God's word, a lot of truths that he wants to communicate. But we are to seek. That's his will for our lives. Remember the first time I spoke in tongues and interpreted? I had heard it for many months, and I was just so excited, but I was so nervous. I was sweating, and I just was like, I was so nervous. And I did it, but I was excited and nervous. I had butterflies all through my stomach. It was kind of uncomfortable, but just that God Almighty could bring a message by way of the Spirit of God in me. And I thought that was really wonderful to be able to do. So we want to have that heart to be able to just give and to work with God in that way. It is a joy. It's a real privilege to be able to do so. I mentioned earlier that God could have chosen another way of edifying his people. But for whatever reason, he thought, hey, how about I talk to them by way of the Spirit of God and some of those people. Boom. There it is. And then we get the privilege of doing it. So it's an exciting thing. Mm. So how do you do it? You just speak in tongues and interpret. You just believe. You bring it forth. It comes out as you choose to do so. Next week we're going to go into what's considered the great principle of how the Spirit of God works in our lives to the end that these words do come out. But the basic essence is that you move your lips, you move your mouth, you move your throat. Like, until you move your throat, nothing happens, because you can move your lips, you can move your tongue. I'm not going to illustrate that. Weird enough as it is. But until you get that voice box going, nothing's going to happen. Now, you can operate your voice box without moving your tongue or your lips. There's my voice box. Some things you can communicate. But not a whole lot. That's your voice box. You've got to use your voice box. I remember seeing people go to speak in tongues and interpret, and they just, open their mouth. And they're waiting for it to come out, And they just sit there. But that's not the mechanics of speech we use when we speak English. We open our mouth, but we use that voice. Coaches use that voice box really loud at times, Mothers, fathers, they use them. There's times where that voice box is amplified. But we have to use our voice box, we have to move our mouth, we have to move our tongue, and we formulate the words as we speak forth. We do that with English. I mean, it's so natural we don't think about it, but our tongue is formulating those words as the voice box puts a sound out. The tongue formulates the word. And it's the same thing with interpretation or prophecy. You just got to move forward, and that's believing. And you move that voice box, and stuff starts coming out. So it's just the way it is. So that's how you actually do it. There's no secret formula. And you just speak forth with believing. And don't fear that the things you're going to say are going to be embarrassing or wrong. I love you guys. Oh, I'm sorry. I hate you guys. If you just trust in God, the words that he wants will come out. And so, some people have an ability to do this better. We all have equal ability. Some people have an adeptness in believing to bring forth that ability better than others. There are certain manifestations that people will operate more fluently and more accurately or intensely than others. And that's just the way life is. God designed it where all believers have all ability. Everybody can manifest all 9 manifestations. Some people will operate some more fluently and with more believing than others that just think it's the nature of mankind. And some people, when they speak in tongues and interpret, it just blows your socks off. It's always God, though. I mean, if it's a 5-word interpretation and it was God's will, it's God's will. We can't belittle it. Well, it wasn't that. They can't go through that. It's God's will, what he spoke. And that's it. If God says, I love you very much, boy, that's a big truth. It is. So anyway, those are the manifestations of interpretation, tongues, and prophecy. The basic essence is it's designed to bless us, to build us up. And we have that ability to be a part of that. With God Almighty. What a privilege. What an honor. So, he wants us to seek to excel, and we want to do so. So, great thing. So next week, as I said, we're going to go over the great principle, and then we're moving into the revelation manifestations of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. So, it's wonderful. So, God Almighty, thanks for your terrific love to us and for your word. And for the people who before us have been able to ferret out the great truths in your word concerning these manifestations, and that we get to operate them with joy and believing, and for how you have designed these manifestations, that it just blesses us, it gives us such a building up, and that your people can grow and move forward because of that. And thanks for the abundant sharing, for blessing it, for the use of the monies being done so to help move your word in New Jersey or wherever else the need may be at the time. Thanks for your love for us, your goodness and your kindness. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.